Hi, this is Kathy Forsty. I'm here at the Far West Music Conference in Oakland, California. And we're meeting a lot of great friends that we've had for a long time on the station. And one of those great friends that we've known for quite a while now is James Lee Stanley. Thank you so much for stopping by and saying hi.
I think it was John Bettdorf that hooked us up, wasn't
it? Yeah.
Yeah, I love John.
Yeah, John's a great friend, too.
I knew he was. That's why I thought I'd give him a plug.
Not that he needs it.
No, we all need it. Plugs are like hugs. Whoever gets enough of them, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Really.
You've got a great new CD we just started playing on the station.
Thank you. Yes, it's been, it's interesting, the new paradigm, because when you release a CD now, it used to be 3 months was the life of it, you know?
Uh-huh.
And now, because of the internet, this CD picks up more momentum all the time, and I got interviewed by Huffington Post.
That's awesome.
It was really fun, and I was less than cool about it, because they called me and said, listen, this is the Huffington Post, we'd like to interview you about this album, The Apocalypse Optimist. And instead of going, well, let me check my schedule, and I said, really? You know, so wasn't cool, but I was delighted, and it came out nice. It was a nice interview, you know.
Yeah. How did you come up with that title? That's a really cool title.
You know, I think that we are at a tipping point in our culture and our country. You know, I think we can go two ways. We can either fix this, or we can go down a road we're not going to get back from.
Yeah.
And I'm an optimist, so I believe we can do it. But I believe we're standing on the brink of a really awful possible future. And so that would be the apocalypse. I mean, not the apocalypse of Christian mythology, you know, where the four horsemen and all that. I just mean that the thing could turn to caca and, you know, but I also think that we could fix it if we wanted. And so I combined the word apocalypse with the word optimist.
Yeah.
It came out with the Apocalypse Optimist.
Yeah, that's great. I like
that. And then I found that great painting by the German artist that just...
I was going to say, the cover of that CD is really cool.
Well, what's funny is there's 13 songs on the album, and there are 13 lights on that string he's carrying.
Uh-huh.
When I saw the painting, I thought, this is providential. So fun.
It's kismet.
Yes. Yes, it is.
So is this your first Far West, or have you been here several times?
Oh, no. I'm on the Far West board.
Oh, yeah. That's right. You are.
Yeah. And I came to the first, I think the first ones were in Woodland Hills, which happens to be where I live, so I went to those. And I've missed several here in a row because, you know, we're musicians.
Yeah, sure,
if somebody offers us money, we we go away.
Yeah.
We go where the money is. So I missed, and as it's happened, I missed a couple of Far West. But I love the community. I love, I really love the community. The people here in the Folk Alliance are, they're such a nurturing bunch. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And when you think about it, there's not really that many of us.
Yeah.
I think that we have, 4,000 members or something?
Yeah.
That's not a lot in a nation of 400 million.
That's true.
You know, so it's a very close community, and everybody is so supportive. I just did a guitar voice seminar, where I tried to help people arrange songs and so they were more impactful when you're playing by yourself, you know?
Uh-huh.
It's easy with a band to figure it out, but with one person, sometimes they just strum. So I did this thing, and so many people came, and they were so respectful and receptive, you know?
Yeah.
It's a wonderful thing, and I love the National. Did I meet you all at the National?
I think we met at Farm, too. Did you come to Farm?
Yeah,
I did.
That's right. That was the first time, Farm. Yes, I like the regionals because they're the National, once you know people, the National's great, but initially, there's so many people, it's so overwhelming, there's so much to see and to do and to experience and to network, that for a neophyte it can be overwhelming.
Yeah, I think it is.
And so I always suggest that they join the Folk Alliance, and I always suggest that they start out with a regional.
Right.
Because it's not it's not sensory overload.
Mm-hmm.
At the National, there's so many great people here and meet at. You can't meet them all.
Right.
You always have to make a choice. It's like Sophie's Choice, you know. I go hear this person, and at the same time, like this morning when I did my seminar, it was exactly the same time as the seminar that I wanted to attend.
Uh huh.
So
yeah.
I had to make a
choice.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, so you are one of the judges for the official showcases too, right?
Actually, I'm not a judge. I'm a
selection committee?
What we do is make sure that they... let's talk about this for a second, because there's been a lot of contention about it.
Okay.
What we try to do is to get the people who are submitting to give us what they're going to do on the stage when they present it to the audience.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't want to be blindsided with somebody that has this great band And then they come up solo, and right. they're really the weak link in the band, you know. So we say, you can certainly have in your resume links to all kinds of configurations and videos, but the people that never heard of you, for instance, the judges, only know what they're going to see. Mm-hmm. And if they judge you on what you've sent them, and that's not what you present, you know, it ends up being bad for everybody. So what we try to do is we encourage people to please submit not the songs. You don't have to do exactly the songs that you sign, but you do have to present the configuration, you know, what you do. Mm-hmm. And if you have a guitar player that you use once in a while and you want to put him on one song, that's okay. But for the showcases, like for your concerts, right. do whatever you want. But the showcase, essentially, you have 15 minutes to demonstrate how wonderful you are.
Right.
So I always suggest that you pick your best stuff, your very best stuff, mm-hmm. and you present that. Like at your concert, you can bring up your guitar player, you can bring up your girlfriend to sing harmony on something, you can right. do all that stuff. But in the showcase, you've got 15 minutes to do what you do mostly.
Right.
And
yeah.
and so, you know,
you're trying
please.
To impress people.
Yeah, right. So give us that. And if for the judges to be able to judge it fairly and properly, you have to show us what you're going to do. Mm-hmm. You can't show us something else and then do something else.
Right.
It's just,
right.
it's not fair and it's not right.
Yeah.
You know?
So. Well, thanks for talking about that. And
yeah, sure. Because I've certainly
up.
Got a lot of grief from it.
Why I like the selections this year. I think everybody I've heard,
you know,
the ones that I even know are just incredible.
Yeah. That I have to tell you that I've been to a lot of regional conferences, and there's always been some places where the dog died, you know.
Yeah.
But not at Far West, because it's a stringent process. Here's the thing: for you to be able to showcase on the main stage, you have to be someone that's so good that the rest of us aspire to be that good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That together, and mm-hmm. so they have to be excellent. You know, and you can't get mad at us because you're not excellent, or because you didn't follow the rules. I mean, if I show up at the baseball diamond in a football uniform,
yeah,
you know
really
what I mean?
You're not prepared to play.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, here are the parameters. Just follow the parameters, and you're golden.
Right.
And also know your craft, you know?
Right. Well, thanks a lot, James, for talking to us.
A pleasure.
Give everybody your website.
Oh, that's right. My website is jamesleestanley.com. And I also invite you to check out my blog, which is it's an artist blog. It's for anybody who ever wants to do anything like this. It's everything that I can think of that would help you. How to tune a guitar, how to buy a guitar, how to use a mic, how to be a house guest, how to write a song, how to, you know, everything I can think of. They're all short little 1-2-page uh-huh. things. And I've been doing it for about 4 or 5 years, and I now have over 1 million hits, so I know that
awesome.
It's helping people. It's called Data Musicata. It's like D-A-T-A, like data, and then music, and then A-T-A, Data Musicata. And it's free, and there's no advertising on it. It's just me giving back everything I know, and I also have guest guitar players and guest agents and, you know, come mm-hmm. in and say things. So
yeah.
And there's also a search engine, so you can look up whatever you want to find
awesome.
Out about, and it's there, and it's free, and it's just for you.
Oh,
so
great.
datamusicata.com, jamesleestanley.com. Also, check out John Batdorf and my site, All Wood and Stones, where
yes.
you can hear what we did to the Rolling Stones songs.
Yeah, and then
and, Cliff
record,
Eberhardt and I did All Wood and Doors.
Yeah, that one's great, too.
And Dan Navarro and I are doing a new one.
Okay, what are you doing? I was going to ask
you. We're not going to tell you.
Oh, you're not telling us yet?
No, because we start
if
next
I guessed,
week.
Would you tell me?
I'll tell you off mic.
Okay,
but, okay.
All right. Well, great.
Okay, thank you very much for having me.
Thank you so much, James Lee Stanley,
pleasure.
For stopping by and talking to us here on KC Cafe Radio.
Okay.
Live at the Far West Music Conference in Oakland, California.
And I'll see you in February, won't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.